Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye, and we have a live performance today from Sandra Lerche, recorded at World Cafe Live. Plus, I get a chance to talk with their Norwegian singer-songwriter, who after relocating to the U.S. has recorded his new album, Heartbeat Radio. His first, Faces Down, made a major impression when it was released back in 2001. I asked Sandra, in light of an explosion of new music, particularly unabashed pop music out of Scandinavia, why he thought that was.
Maybe there is less of a sort of a prejudice. You know, we have some sort of distance, and everything happening, you know, in terms of pop in the United States and in England, for instance, it's sort of exotic to us. You know, growing up, when we got cable and I could watch MTV when I was a kid, I watched everything. Mm. I didn't necessarily like everything, but I watched it all, and you sort of absorb it and you find it all fascinating if you're interested in pop music. Even like the more like entertaining aspects of pop music, which is, you know, for a lot of people, it's difficult to sort of venture into that territory where the pop music is also entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're a sensitive singer-songwriter like myself. But I'm not afraid of that. I like a catchy tune as much as anyone else. But, and of course, I want it to be a good song as well. I want it to be like some silly song that you hum because it's so stupid. But I like making pop music.
This record represents kind of a change for you from a major label to kind of making the music yourself in your own, with your own guidance, and then getting a deal here in the U.S. with Rounder. What are the pluses of that? Well, it's funny. I think in some ways you can tell from some of the lyrics and some of the songs that you were maybe chafing a bit at what other people were telling you to do.
Well, you know, I can't really complain. I've been able to put out exactly the records I wanted, and I've sort of been running my own show, so I can't complain. But of course, when you put out records and you're finding sort of your way around being a singer-songwriter around in the world, you know, there's some experiences that are good in terms of dealing with a record label, and especially a major label. And then there are some perks, and then there are some disadvantages. And of course, there are good times and bad times, and some records do well and some do not do so well. And I'm going to blame the label, and the label is going to blame me. You know, it's I see how that works. But I think it was really liberating, at least to take charge of the whole process, because you get sort of lazy in certain aspects, because when you're on a major label, you get used to certain things just being done, and at the same time you're complaining about how it's being done. But the only way to actually get it the way you want it is to do it yourself and not expect everybody else to do it. And that's a great realization that I've learned, I guess, sort of the hard way. It's not anything dramatic, but it was about time that I just, all right, well, if I'm so unhappy with certain aspects of it, stop complaining and just do it right yourself. And of course, then you realize that it's a lot of work. Like, just especially when you don't have any money and you want to try to make a record that is as ambitious as this one. But luckily, I have a lot of good friends who came to my aid and sort of helped out. And incidentally, they're also very talented musicians, so that helps.
Definitely. There's a bunch of things that kind of point towards film. I know your wife is an actress. There's a wonderful song that hopefully you'll be able to do in your set today about the first actor who played James Bond, which people may not remember.
Yeah, he's not the first, but he was the guy who took
only
over.
Only did it once.
Yeah, he only did it once, and he took over after Sean Connery, poor guy. And people give him a hard time, George Lazenby. And I've been a James Bond fan since I was a kid, and I was watching this film that he did, Honor Her Majesty's Secret Service. Which is a really good film. And people give him a hard time for his performance, but he was a good fighter, and he looked the part. He wasn't an actor at all, and he, I guess, got really cocky and became sort of he became unfriendly, I guess, with a lot of the cast, and Lord knows what happened, but he was not asked to do it again. And I just thought, you know, watching the DVD bonus material, there was an interview with him as an old man in current time. And he was very graceful and very, I liked him a lot. And he was very honest about himself and how he had responded to sudden fame and all these things. And I thought, you know, that he's sort of a perfect character for a song, or for a character, the character in my song, like Lazenby, sort of identifies with this character.
Yeah, well, yeah, he becomes a great metaphor.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
His life and what he did. Well, the other aspect of film is right before this, you were involved with it turns out to be an album of yours, but it was the soundtrack to Dan in Real Life.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing opportunity for you because you got to get, it seems to me you got came in really early in the creative process of putting this together.
It was a really wonderful experience because I was brought in by the director of the film, Peter Hedges, who was a fan, and he just insisted that I do the music. And he was still finishing the script, so it was early, and I had access to auditions for the actors and interacting with the actors, and he had me, you know, into sort of do musical exercises with the actors on the set, and also there's a scene even where Steve Carell, who's the lead of the film, he plays guitar and sings "Let My Love Open the Door" by Pete Townsend. And he doesn't actually play guitar, so I'm off camera playing the guitar, and he's faking it, but he is actually singing. And it was a lot of fun, like, structuring that scene and making sure the song was short enough for the scene and also still effective dramatically and musically. It was a real fun time.
All right, so there's two films you got to put on your queue. Her Majesty's Secret Service,
yes,
and Dan in Real Life, just to see that you play guitar.
Or
listen to you.
And I sneak in for the end credits as well.
Excellent. you moved to the U.S.
Yes.
You now live here. Is it difficult to be a legal immigrant?
you know what? I just got my green card, actually, which is a long...
That's great. Now you can work, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a long and turbulent process. They don't make it easy, and I'm from Norway. We're supposed to be friends, so I'm really happy to be done with that. I like living here. I like the people, and I like working and playing here. I like the audience. So it's I must really want to be here because it was a long struggle.
Right. Well, I know I've heard rumors that you have a huge aha collection.
Like
singles, everything they've put out.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you thought of, or I'm assuming you've heard Carl Newman's version of Take on Me.
Oh, yeah. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it, I liked it a lot. I make mixtapes for my wife, and I put it on one of them. I think if I'm trying to be constructive, I would end it. He repeats the chorus too many times at the end. That's the only criticism I have.
Have you covered them yourself?
I actually was asked to open for them a couple of years ago in Norway. They do huge shows, of course.
Yeah.
And so I, of course I did. And I was asked if I wanted to sing a song with them because they had read in a newspaper interview that I was such a fan of this song called Locust, which is not a big hit. It's a song that I guess it's not one of their like most famous songs. And they were so intrigued that I would care so much for this song, and they never play it. So they said, "We're going to play it if you come sing it with Morten and the band." And so I did in front of 25,000 people. It was really, really absurd. But I think my mother cried when she heard about it because that's like it's such a weird thing knowing how obsessed I was with them as a kid.
Well, we're gonna go on stage to World Cafe Live. Sandra Lerche, thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Onto the stage, Sandra Lerche. His new album is called Heartbeat Radio.
It's a travesty. Where do I begin? The ways in which I have behaved, I'm glad no one was keeping track of me. Like a tambourine driven by the beat, I forgot what time it was. I wish someone were looking out for me. Some of you may think that I regret some of my doings. I'd do it all again if I had the chance, just like Lazenby. Can I do it over? Don't I get a second try? Every time I messed up my lines and stumbled, just like Lazenby. Like the swirling sun, I haven't burned out. It's better to, etc. I won't bore you with these things we tend to say. Like a fairy tale with blood on every page, my failures brought about some blessings. Someone must be watching over me. Even though I wonder why I did some of my doings, I'd do it all again if I had the chance, just like Lazenby. Can I do it over? Don't I get a second try? Every time I messed up my lines and stumbled, just like Lazenby. Just like Lazenby. Just like Lazenby. Burning every bridge. Endless opportunities I squandered on the way to this event. Just like Lazenby. Can I do it over? Don't I get a second try? Every time I messed up my lines and stumbled and reluctantly begged forgiveness, just like Lazenby.
Thank you.
I had a bad dream, and as the night progressed, drenched in silliness, I watched it all unfold. Oh dear, if there is any truth to this, somebody wake me and serve up some good white lies. I had a bad dream, and as the sun came in, I threw out everything that kept me company. But down a street so quiet now, I can hear ticking from meters and bombs. When I fall asleep and I climb these four walls, wake up in the middle of conference calls that go on forever but nothing at all. Good luck. Don't you feel so bad, just don't get your hopes up. Oh, there's no reason why. I had a bad dream, and as the sun came in, I threw out everything that kept me on my feet. I held my breath to feel alive. The damage is measured against the regrets. The potential of tragedy hangs you by threads. Strike up the banjo and sing us a song. Good luck. Don't you feel so bad. Just don't get your hopes up. Oh, there's no reason why. Just don't get your hopes up. Luck, whether good or bad, doesn't come from justice. Good luck, don't you feel so bad. Just don't get your hopes up. Oh, there's no reason why.
Thank you very much.
What you think about this song? Sue me if you reckon it's too long. I wanna know how you really feel. Tell me what you think, this is funny. Spending all my time and my money trying to find how you really feel. The radio's perfect pitch makes me nauseous. The dimwits I dig in a ditch on my heartbeat radio. Tell me what's the deal with a static FMS become automatic. I wanna know, did the DJ drown in a sea of reverb and compression? But wait till you hear the refrain on my heartbeat radio. My darling ways can't be replaced, but I will remember you. I'd sell my soul, Paola Dole, but still I'm not receiving you. Why you're changing the station? What comes out to heavy rotation? I wanna know, am I coming through? I wanna know what I've done to you. You're wearing out my favorite song and everyone else's. Oh, nothing but sad honky-tonk on my heartbeat radio. My darling waves can't be replaced, but I will remember you. I'd sell my soul, Paola Dole, but I'm not receiving you. What you think about this song? Tell me what you think about this song. Tell me what you think about this song. Tell me what you think about this song. Tell me what you're thinking of. Tell me what you're thinking of. Tell me what you think about. We laughed and cried, but don't ask why. My poor heart still beats for you. Thank you. Ooh, my heartbeat radio. My darling waves can't be replaced, but I will remember you. I'd sell my soul, Paola Dole, but I'm not receiving you. Oh, my heartbeat radio. Oh, my heartbeat radio. Thank you. Thank you very much. You'll be words, and I'll be music. I have heard that's how to do it. You're a poem when you're on your own. I'll try not to bet in your way, but of all the pretty poems I have known, baby, you give me something to say. I'll be words, and you'll be music. I conquer, I can't refuse it. Your sad little tune by yourself, so lovely I wanna sing along. If there's one thing I know I can tell, when we get together we're a song. Whenever I'm with you, it's true, it's everything you say and do. It's words and music, you and I. Listen here, I've gotta say it, it's so clear the way we should play it. I will carry you. Together we'll float through the sky. We can marry too. Together just look at us fly. Whenever I'm with you, it's true. It's everything you say and do. It's words and music, you and I. When we fight, it's rock and roll. When we make it up, it's soul. And in the meanwhile, freestyle, play by ear and improvise. It's clear we go together. It's been like this forever. You and I in words and music. Whenever I'm with you, it's new. It's everything you say and do. It's true. You and I are. You and I are. You and I are words.
Thank you.
Words and Music, a song you will find on Heartbeat Radio, the new album from Sandra Lerche. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. If you'd like to hear more World Cafe sessions, you can visit our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.